Okay, very good. Well, you know, there are still people who say that they don't want to follow Christ because being a Christian is so drab. And they have no idea what it means to know Jesus Christ and have the body of Christ as our family. What a joy. What a joy. Turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 5. The order for this closing session says I have 6 minutes. Now, I approved the order for this last session, so I have nobody to blame but myself. But I'm not going to preach, but I just want to share a few thoughts to really help us as we prepare to depart. What we'll do, I will just share a few thoughts here from this chapter, and then we're going to sing a hymn, My Jesus, I Love Thee, and then I've asked a couple of men to lead us in prayer and commit ourselves, so we can commit ourselves to the Lord, and then after they pray, we'll sing one final hymn to close our time together. So 1 Peter chapter 5. Really, this is just something I was meditating on this morning. This is not a prepared sermon by any stretch of the imagination, but just some meditations on this text from my own time this morning. 1 Peter, of course, is about living as exiles in a hostile world. And we've been considering this week our desire to be faithful to the Lord as we walk through this world until we see Him face to face. And I want to share 4 words with you as we depart this morning from these verses in 1 Peter chapter 5 that I think will help us keep in our hearts what we've been considering this week as we desire to finish our course with joy. First word, I just want us to think about the word posture. Okay, sit up straight. No, I'm not. That's not it. Look at verse 5 of 1 Peter chapter 5. You younger men, likewise be subject to your elders, but then all of you clothe yourselves with humility toward one another. For God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you at the proper time, casting all your anxiety on Him, because He cares for you. Posture. If we're going to be faithful to the end, here's the posture of heart that we need. We need to be low. Okay, it is the poor in spirit to whom the kingdom of heaven belongs. And you think about Peter giving his final words in this letter to exiles living in a hostile world. And he starts this final section by saying, here's the posture that you need, the posture of heart, be humble. Okay. We're not great. We're really small. We cannot trust ourselves. We're not strong. Okay. Let's be lowly of spirit, because God gives grace to the humble. And this, it's so wonderful to consider that this verse 7, that it's sometimes fearful. We put ourselves in this position of being low, and we might wonder what's going to happen to us. And so God says, in that posture of humility, you can do this. You can actually cast all your anxiety on the Lord. Okay, you don't need to manipulate things and people to turn out how you want. You don't need to be filled with fear because of what might happen to you if you have a lowly spirit. You can cast it all on the Lord, and He cares for you. There's posture, humility, and then protection. Verses go on to say, be of sober spirit and be on the alert. So sober, a sobriety and an alertness to temptation from without. The verse talks about the devil walking around looking for someone to devour. But of course, we also have temptations that come from within, from our flesh. And God provides this stability. Verse 9, resist him firm in your faith, knowing that the same experiences of suffering are being accomplished by your brethren who are in the world. The way we resist, the way that we're protected, is by having a sober spirit and alertness to temptation, but also being firm in the truth of Scripture, firm in what we believe about God and what he has revealed in his word. And verse 9, I just love this, through remembering our brothers around the world. That is a key means that God gives here for being firm, for resisting temptation, is remembering, I'm not the only one in this. I've got brothers all around the world who are facing what I'm facing and are battling like I'm battling, and I can resist firm in the faith, remembering my brothers and sisters who are doing the exact same thing today. Protection. Then there's a promise, verse 10. After you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. He calls us to look forward to the end. He reminds us of what he's already done for us in Christ, right? He called you to his eternal glory in Christ. He's already brought you into that position in Christ. And all the promises of God in Christ are yes. And you look back at what he has already done for you through Jesus Christ, and you can count on this promise as well. He will finish what he has started. And there's coming a day when he will do this. This is his promise. He will do it. Perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you forever. So posture, humility, protection, sobriety of spirit, alertness to temptation, and resistance in the truth of Scripture, and remembering our eternal family made up of brothers and sisters around the world. Then this promise of God, the end is coming, and God will finish what he started in Christ. And then finally, the fourth, just down there in verse 11, here's our maximum, our highest pursuit, our prize, if you want to say. To him, to God, be dominion forever and ever. Amen. Okay. We want to be faithful to the end for God's glory. Okay. Posture, protection, promise, and pursuit, or prize. What we prize above all is the name of God and his glory in our lives and in this world. So let's continue to pray for one another. Remember these four words as we depart from here and as we go forward meditating on this text. And may the Lord himself keep us faithful until the end. We're going to sing together this hymn, My Jesus, I Love Thee. And then I've asked Pastor Terry Hamilton to lead us in prayer, and also Brother Stan Shelton. And these two men will lead us in prayer about the theme of this week, giving thanks to the Lord for what he's done among us, but then also praying that God would really bring to fruition in the days to come and until Christ comes these wonderful, wonderful considerations that we've had together. So let's sing together, My Jesus, I Love Thee.